You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, we have a little breaking news this afternoon. Fred, I was telling the audience how Paul Morrow said, yeah, I'll come on with you at 3:32 unless the Diddy verdict comes in. And the only thing that could have been worse is if it would have come in like 2 minutes before Paul hit the air. But right now, they are supposed to read this thing, and it's a partial verdict. I've been dipping into the Fox coverage. For all I know, Paul is on the air right now. Let's go back into it here and see if we can get any kind of resolution, because it seems to be very, very complicated. We do have Sue's News coming up here in a few minutes as well, but here's some Fox coverage of this, what is being described as a split or a partial verdict in the Diddy trial in New York City.
CB, can you characterize a little bit more what happened inside the courtroom?
Yeah, Dana, so I can tell you there were some interesting moments between Diddy and his mother today. His mother has been inside court almost every single day of this trial, and several of his adult children have also been here almost every single day. So this morning, before Diddy exited the courtroom, he waved to his mother and another family in the front row, and he told his mother to just relax, and he complimented her outfit. And then yesterday, we had one of our several courtroom producers inside who say they saw Diddy lead his family in prayer before deliberations began. So we're getting this sense that Diddy's family, you know, they're standing strong behind him from the moment these charges were filed until we get this verdict from the jury, the final verdict from the jury. I can also tell you that Diddy has had two books with him as jurors continue to deliberate. Both of them are self-help books about positivity and happiness. And Diddy's defense team asked the judge for permission for Diddy to have those books with him as jurors continue these high-stakes deliberations. And I also want to note that it's been very interesting just to watch as these deliberations got underway. Yesterday, about an hour into the deliberations, they came back with a note to say they had concerns about one of the jurors and whether or not that juror could follow the judge's instructions. Well, the judge ultimately decided to send a note back to the jury and reminding them of their duty to deliberate and also telling them to follow his written instructions on the law. At this point, the judge didn't take any further action as it pertains to that juror who others were concerned about. But you may remember back on June 16th, another juror was dismissed over inconsistent statements about where he lived. And the judge expressed concern with that juror that maybe he gave those inconsistent statements because he simply wanted to sit on such a high profile case. And I was going back through the charges just to make sure that I'm delivering, you know, the sentencing correct, the possible sentence is correct. And yes, for the transportation to engage in prostitution or the sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion counts, the minimum that Diddy could be sentenced is 15 years in prison, and the maximum would be life in prison. And of course, the racketeering conspiracy that jurors could not reach a consensus on, the most serious one is automatic sentence of life in prison. So we're still watching to see what the judge ultimately decides to tell these jurors when they go back into the deliberations room.
This is live Fox coverage. The Diddy verdict has come in, but is being described as a partial verdict in the trial. They're awaiting, you know, the reading of the verdict. It even sounds like the Fox reporters are a little confused because this thing is kind of a mess right now.
Charging it in the first place?
It's just a very complicated, I mean, most lawyers cannot explain RICO. So to expect 12 people, average citizen jurors, to understand a criminal enterprise, predicate acts, the time period, it's just a lot to ask. Now, there's a reason to charge it even if you don't win. It opens evidentiary doors that might be closed. So lots of times prosecutors will charge something because it enables you to get extra evidence before the jury, even though you don't really expect to get a guilty verdict on that count.
What does it mean for the judge to possibly consider an Allen charge?
An Allen charge is basically a judge saying, go back, revisit your positions, but don't surrender a deeply held conviction. Defense attorneys don't like them. Prosecutors, you know, it depends on what the split is. If the split's 10-2, then a prosecutor is going to love it if it's in favor of conviction. An Allen charge is basically a judge reiterating, look, you got to reach a consensus that has to be unanimous, but do not do violence to your own conscience. In other words, don't just go along to get along, but it does have to be unanimous. Look, there's a lot of controversy around Allen charges. Defense attorneys don't like them. Because they benefit from a hung or split jury, whereas prosecutors only win if they're unanimous.
All right, so there we go. We have not had the verdict read. We will continue to monitor that. We will have Sue's News coming up here in just a couple of minutes if they come back with the verdict. If we can explain the verdict, that's one of the challenges here. And even though Paul had to cut away from his segment with us, I have not heard him on the Fox coverage. So I think that they're still trying to get a handle on this as well. But coming up here, I want to promote a couple of things. Brian Hubbard's going to be on at 5:30 or so last night, maybe it was a little more like 5:20. I talked about Rick Perry, and I heard him on Fox yesterday talking about this psychedelic drug called Ibogaine. And he's working with a group, and Brian Hubbard is going to join us coming up at 4:33, who is the CEO of Americans for Ibogaine. It's a drug that has this amazing, promising new treatment for people with PTSD, trauma, substance abuse, anxiety. It sounds, you know, like something you would instinctively say, well, that's crazy. But one of the things that Rick Perry admitted is, yeah, he thought it was crazy until he saw the actual results. And in some cases, these are people, you know, Marcus Luttrell, who was featured in the movie Lone Survivor, they go down to Mexico because it's not approved here for use. And it's just one treatment and they come back different people. So Brian's going to reflect on that coming up in the next hour. We have Joe Storm from the Cardinals. They have some great ticket deals that they're announcing. We have Dwayne Patterson from Dwayne's World Podcast. And by the way, remember all the doom and gloom about the stock market? Well, it's kind of back to where it was a couple of months ago. Dave Simons on that at 5:30, plus an audio cut of the day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So this is how quickly things change. We had, this was what, like 40 minutes ago, Paul Morrow was on the air, and he had told us in advance, he told Fred, look, I can do this segment. He's great to us. Paul is awesome. He always turns things around very, very quickly. But he said, unless the Diddy verdict comes in. So then he cuts us off. He goes, look, the Diddy verdict comes in. What's the latest up there? We look at Fox. We were airing some of the coverage. Now it says, judge will tell Diddy jury to keep deliberating. So it doesn't even look like they have, unless they do have a verdict on some of the charges, because again, it's complicated.
I think that's what it is, because there's so many charges.
Right. So maybe they had guilty or non-guilty. They agreed on three of the five, and they were hung on a couple of the others, and the judge says, no, you got to keep going. We're not going to accept this. So at this point, it doesn't look like they're going to read, you know, the original graphic up there, and I'm just basing this on what we heard from Fox and also just, you know, looking at the screen. It said, awaiting the reading of the verdict. I think we're past the awaiting the reading of the verdict right now, because it doesn't seem like there is a verdict on all the charges. But that doesn't matter. We have to do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Okay, remember yesterday when I said that this was our random fact, that the first appearance of Cookie Monster was in an IBM training film in 1967?
Yes.
All right, I went on more of a deep dive on it, and here's what happened. IBM had hired Jim Henson to make a series of short films designed to help its salespeople. And he came up with Cookie Monster, who was in one of those. So then when the Muppets came out, he kind of mined through that stuff he had done for IBM and used some of it. And the Cookie Monster made it to real. But if you were a salesperson at IBM in 1967, you may have seen it.
That's
Isn't
wild.
That wild?
It is. I love it.
I'm glad you did the deep dive, because it was a great random fact, but it was confusing. So
it is. All right. So, yeah, the people at IBM saw the Cookie Monster before.
Yeah, and it
us.
Would have been a shame if it was just wasted on that one showing.
Exactly. Right. Okay. This is National Postal Worker Day. I assume. National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Oh, you know what? I once submitted. Haagen-Dazs had a contest for new flavors, and I submitted one, and it made it to the next round, but then
Ooh,
I got...
Really?
That's good, though.
When was that?
Gosh, I feel like that... So if I think that was 4 or 5 years ago, it must have been 10 or 20, you know, 15.
Okay, right.
It had something to do with pears, like pear or something.
I'm glad it didn't make it to the third round, Sue. Sorry.
People think it was gritty, but I had 3 entries, and I can't remember which one did it.
What were you doing? You were just all over their website, and you were inspired by...
Well, yeah, it was in a radio thing. Somebody brought it up as a story, and I said, I'm going to enter that. How bad could it be? My other one was... ice cream sundae, or I'm sorry, banana split ice cream. So you would have chocolate and banana and strawberry. That's a good idea. I'm so, I would be
Come
shocked
on.
If they don't
it
have
is.
Something
it is.
Like
cherry
that.
In there.
It is. I'm still thinking about beer brat ice cream.
But no, what you're describing there is like I went to the Walmart today with my daughter and she picked out some ice cream. A lot of times we get it from Fritz's Frozen Custard, but we go through that so quickly. So she bought, you know, one of those blended flavors.
Yes.
But they have so many of those now.
Yeah.
That one would not surprise me. And I'm even talking about outside of Ben & Jerry's. Ben & Jerry's has all kinds of crazy stuff, but even some of the more traditional brands do very unique flavors. You did lose me on the pear flavor, though,
yeah,
so you might have to explain that.
I think that might not have been the one that went farther. There was something in Missouri. We had a certain kind of pear. Anyway, it didn't make it. But the other one was chocolate-covered strawberry ice cream. It would be in a vanilla or a chocolate. I didn't think
that
was
good.
Bad.
I think it's good.
Okay. You can all steal them. Just give me the royalties. It's also
You don't even eat ice cream, though.
Yeah, but I could for that.
Oh, okay.
National Ginger Snap Day. Love those. And National U.S. Postage Stamp Day. Okay.
Wait, did you say it was Postal Worker Day and
Postage
Stamp Day?
So we're very USPS-centric today. Okay, on this day in history, 46 years ago, I know you two will remember this. In 1979, the very first Sony Walkman went on sale. Oh, my gosh. And we'd have our cassettes, and we'd put them in there, and they had those headphones that weren't that great.
With, the metal piece
yes,
across the top.
Yes, with the metal piece on your head.
Yeah,
if it got too sunny, it would burn.
I like that better than these stupid, earbuds that people wear, the AirPods.
Mark Reardon is not a fan of an earbud.
I hate him.
The fit?
Yeah.
I kind of like them.
No, they don't fit for me. I must have very unusual ears. You know, it's funny about that, though. So, I told you my daughter loves this guy, Benson Boone.
Yes,
all right?
Who needs to shave.
Maybe. He's got the weird mustache.
Yeah.
She is actually going to Summerfest, a great music festival in Milwaukee, to see Benson Boone this weekend for the 4th of July.
That's adorable.
But this morning, she's guiding me in. In fact, she knows the term bumper music. She goes, Daddy, you need to use this for one of your bumper music pieces, and it was a song by Benson Boone. But beyond that, you might remember that there was a movie company, I can't remember what movie it was, but they sent me a promotional item that was an original Sony Walkman, and it had a cassette player, right? So she noticed on his, she knows the word merch, right? She goes, Daddy, I'm getting merch. I'm like,
oh my God,
what's going to happen? He actually, and a lot of artists sell vinyl. You know, they have vinyl at their shows, rather, on their stores. He actually has cassette tapes, and they're only $15 on his website. Yeah. Now, how you'd get a cassette tape player would be, unusual and a bit of a challenge these days. But I thought it was someone like him, interesting that someone like him would do that, and he's got younger fans. So now she's curious. You never know. It could start the trend
That's
in the other direction.
Well, I'd rather play vinyl than get out a pencil and have to rewind stuff on a cassette. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but here's the thing that's missing. The missing component from that is we would create mixtapes, right?
True.
And what was it? I love John Mayer and I have a man crush on him, but he was even telling the story on his SiriusXM channel that someone, who was it? It wasn't Bob Dylan. It was somebody else that he was a big fan of. Oh, it was Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton, this is 30 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, made a mixtape for John Mayer. Now, he probably did it on a CD or digitally.
Yeah, but
that's, the concept of the mixtape is such a lost art form because we all used to do it.
Yeah, it's great. It was great. Okay, also 41 years ago today in 1984, the PG-13 rating was created. It's now 41 years old, and X rating turned into NC-17. Now, the first PG-13 movie didn't hit theaters until a month later, and it was, do you remember?
No.
Red Dawn.
Oh,
Red
really?
Dawn was the first
PG-13.
I love
that movie. It's such a terrible good movie, though.
Oh, my God. Oh,
now, you said what? I'm sorry, what year did you say?
1984.
You know, it's interesting about that, because there's a movie that I love. I'm sure we've all seen Stand By Me, right? If I'm not mistaken, a Rob Reiner movie. I would make the case that even though that was an R-rated movie in 1986, mm-hmm. by today's standards, it would be PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
It would not be an R-rated movie.
I really think you're right. They kind of adapted that. You're right.
We've evolved to a certain extent. Or we've allowed more profanity and stuff like that. I don't know what the situation is, but
we've
obviously
accepted more.
Yeah, the standards are different. There you go.
Frankly, that's true. Okay, I'm sure you guys saw this story. A little girl on a Disney cruise ship fell overboard on Sunday. Her dad, she was on the fourth level of this Disney cruise ship, and they have these you know, plastic plexiglass handrails, so, and they block everything, mm-hmm. and it was unclear how it happened. And then I saw a story before we came on that said her dad had put there up there to take a picture, and then she fell.
Wait, did she die?
No, she fell, hit the water, and he jumped right in after her. He jumped in after her. It happened while they were returning from Fort Lauderdale from the Bahamas. He had to tread water for 20 minutes while holding on to her before Disney could turn the boat around and get a lifeboat out there. They were throwing, what do you call them? Life jackets and stuff,
the
but it
buoys,
couldn't get
if
to
you
him.
Will. Yeah.
Because he had to hold on to her.
Right,
he didn't have
right.
any way to put it on. A witness said she fell from the fourth deck. They are okay, but we have a little bit of sound that goes with it. Okay, there were some people.
Okay, what is that labeled, Sue?
That
I apologize.
Is it Sue's News or Disney Overboard or... I know he was going to put it in.
I know he was going to put it in, but we've had...
James, what's
I just don't see it. I'm not
hold
sure
on,
where
he's
it
coming
is.
In.
Where is it?
Right there.
Oh, it's way at the bottom. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go.
He couldn't get to the life preservers because he was holding on to his daughter. The ship was moving so quickly, it's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea and then you lost sight of them.
It looks like it was the mother because they were escorting her across the deck. They blocked off the deck and I just saw her crying and I just felt for her at that moment and I just started praying.
That was a very heroic thing that he did.
Everyone was cheering on the ship and the quick response of Disney made a big difference.
Okay, yeah, heroic, but he essentially put her in that position.
That's the story that's out now. They say passenger Gar Franz said he was on the fourth deck when he saw a child sitting on the rail of the Disney Dream Cruise while the man was taking a picture. And that's what they think.
Not a
happened.
Good move. By the way, we were talking about this on Friday. I did watch Poop Cruise on Netflix.
And?
It's only an hour. It's not the greatest documentary, but the horror that those passengers had to go through, the electricity goes out. This goes back 10 years ago with this Carnival cruise ship. And the worst part of it, the plumbing then shuts down because the plumbing is electronic. And they're literally out there for days drifting away at sea. At one point, they start giving them free alcohol, which is like the worst idea.
No.
But it is up on Netflix if you want to watch that. It's a quick watch. It's only like 55 minutes long.
We are now in July. Happy first day of July. Here are a few things to look forward to. Of course, Amazon Prime is next week. Wimbledon is underway. The Tour de France starts this weekend. And the All-Star Game is July 15th. The Open in golf starts on the 17th. And lots of big movies this month. Jurassic World Rebirth, James Gunn's Superman,
that opens
Happy
next week.
Gilmore 2. We've got all kinds of stuff. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. What do these people have in common? Jeff Bezos, Mark Hamill, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Pharrell, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, Pink. They all worked at McDonald's growing up.
Look at that.
And that's it for Sue's News.
That is a good little random fact there. I never worked at McDonald's. Never did fast food.
I didn't
food.
Either. My brother did.
Fred, did you do fast food?
No, I did not.
Sounds like a terrible, terrible sentence. Even, probably even worse in this day and age,
yes.
right? Oh, my. All right. We have a fascinating new drug treatment that we're going to highlight here for PTSD, et cetera. Coming up next. You know, yesterday as I was driving in, I heard Rick Perry, the former energy secretary and former governor of Texas, talk about a topic that I was unfamiliar with. And it was based on the guest spot was based on a piece that he wrote in the Washington Post. And it was entitled, I'm Dedicating My Life to Fighting for a Psychedelic Drug. The root of an African shrub can help heal trauma, substance abuse disorder, and brain injury. And it was a fascinating conversation.
I've been to the facilities in Mexico. I've studied this deeply. I've looked at the Stanford trial that Nolan Williams and the Stanford University, and it's without a doubt, in my opinion, this is a Schedule I drug, but it was swept up along with a lot of other compounds back in the late 60s, 70s, never to be touched and used. And we are seeing now that this can impact with one treatment.
So it's called Ibogaine, and the state of Texas became the first state in the nation to allocate taxpayer money for funding clinical trials of this drug, committing $50 million. Brian Hubbard is with us this afternoon. He is the chief executive officer of Americans for Ibogaine. Brian, how are you this afternoon? Thank you so much for coming on here in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you very much for inviting me to speak with you and your audience.
Well, I am fascinated by this, and philosophically, I believe in things like this. It's probably something I haven't talked much about on the radio. I'm familiar with the treatment of other substances similar to this. I think even Aaron Rodgers has dabbled in some of this, and he's spoken about it. But I was not familiar with Ibogaine. So let's start there. What is it, and how is it appealing, and why is it appealing right now to so many people that are suffering through PTSD, anxiety, you know, substance abuse, all of these things that perhaps can be cured by this substance?
Ibogaine is a naturally occurring alkaloid that is it is used in the cultural and religious traditions of the belief.
Uh-oh, we can't hear Brian. That's a problem here. Well, I think we lost him. Let me just do it this way. And James, hopefully you're listening in the other room. I think we might have to get Brian on and see if he can perhaps get a better cell signal. And I'll play a little bit more of Rick Perry here because I did some of this yesterday. Let me see if I can get back with him, Ryan. Brian, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's try that again. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear that first answer at all. So let's see if maybe you're in a better spot with the cell and answer that question again. I apologize, but we couldn't hear you at all.
My apologies to you, sir. Ibogaine is a naturally occurring alkaloid that is found in three botanical sources in West Africa. It has been used in the cultural and spiritual traditions of the Bawiti people who live in Gabon for centuries. In the early 60s, a heroin addict by the name of Howard Lotsoff came across Ibogaine in a setting that was on the West Coast, and he was somebody who devoured any substance that might produce a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So out of curiosity, he took Ibogaine. He went through the process that lasts for 10 to 12 hours that involves a state of semi-paralysis in which you really are not physically capable of moving on your own, but you are always aware and oriented to yourself, person, place, and the people around you. At the end of the process, he came away with absolutely no desire to use heroin, and he did not experience any withdrawal. And this touched off what has now been over 50 years of intensive field study and observation that has produced data decades wide and a mountain high that establishes that Ibogaine is a profound addiction interrupter for people who are dependent on opioids, stimulants like cocaine and even meth, something for which we have no effective medical treatments, as well as alcohol, tobacco, and other prescriptions medications that create biological dependency. In 2018, Dr. Nolan Williams of Stanford University was funded through a philanthropist to study U.S. Special Forces veterans who had been traveling to Mexico to receive Ibogaine treatment for symptoms of treatment-resistant depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and functional impairment related to traumatic brain injury. The Stanford study was published by the journal Nature Medicine in January of last year, and it concretely establishes that Ibogaine has the profound ability to create a restorative effect within the human brain that can essentially resolve treatment-resistant anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress, while actually creating neurotrophic growth factors within the brain that healed the veteran's traumatic brain injury. Dr. Williams has said, and I agree, that Ibogaine is the most advanced medication on the planet. And Governor Perry and I aim to make it the Manhattan Project of our time by pursuing the medicalization of Ibogaine within the U.S. healthcare system as expeditiously as possible.
So he spoke, and in the piece that he wrote in the Washington Post, and this is fascinating to me, a lot of people would know the story of Marcus Luttrell, Navy SEAL and a hero who most people would know from the book and the movie Lone Survivor. His brother Marcus, and by the way, I didn't know that Marcus lived with Governor Perry at the governor's mansion after coming home from war. So he's in pain and injuries. He's dependent on opioids just to get throughout the day. But he goes to Mexico and he gets this treatment, Brian. He comes back a completely different person, right?
That is correct.
So
essentially,
go ahead.
No, no, you continue. But one of the other things that's amazing about this is that for years, nothing worked. You know, Governor Perry says, what, we tried to find him help. I'm sure that there are people listening in the audience that have kids that have been devastated, families that have been devastated by, you know, the addiction to opioids. We don't even hear that in the news very much anymore, but we know it's happening. But in this particular situation and with this particular substance, it just took, what, one time for this to be, you know, treated with, right?
That is correct. And the statistics are these. For 80% of people who receive a single Ibogaine treatment, it essentially resolves physiological substance dependency, and in particular, opioid dependency. It does so by restoring the brain's neurochemistry to that which existed before a person ever took the first pill. The reason why opioid dependency is so difficult to overcome is because of the onset of withdrawal syndrome, mm-hmm. and that is the persistent and deep depression and craving that comes from the cessation of opioid consumption. The brain becomes dependent upon the opioids to produce dopamine and serotonin. These are our survival chemicals. So when a person is without supply, when they engage in what appears to be depraved criminality, what we are actually seeing are the symptoms of a profound neurochemical brain injury. Ibogaine has the ability to resolve that neurochemical brain injury within 36 to 48 hours, something nothing else can do. And customarily, it takes the human brain 18 months of complete abstinence to even begin to produce its own dopamine and serotonin following prolonged opioid injury. Ibogaine reduces that, again, to 36 to 48 hours for 80% of folks who take a single treatment. It is not a now and forevermore cure, but what it does is create physiological, psychological, and I would add most significantly, spiritual restoration that is necessary to give a person the very best start toward the creation of a new reality that helps them overcome issues of trauma and addiction.
It's amazing. Brian Hubbard is here. He's the chief executive officer of Americans for Ibogaine. So as I mentioned yesterday and in the piece in the Washington Post, Texas has committed $50 million. You just referred to this as something compared to the Manhattan Project. What is the path to get this to be used in the United States? Because a lot of people are going to Mexico. They're getting the treatment down there. Doesn't the federal government also have to play a role here or not, Brian?
Oh, the federal government absolutely must play a role. And this is critical for your audience to understand. Ibogaine is a very serious medication that comes with lethal consequences if it is not properly administered.
Right.
If you take too much, it can slow and stop your heart. It is only to be administered in a clinically controlled medical setting. So as people are going to Mexico, they may or may not be coming into a clinical setting where people know what they're doing. They're taking great risk. So our objective is to follow the pathway of the FDA's drug development process, starting with Texas, where we've got $50 million in state money that can be paired with $50 million by a drug developer. As we move forward, our objective is to bring in additional states across the country, one of which could potentially be Missouri, to create a voluntarily aligned multi-state coalition to expand the scope, scale, and speed of these trials over the next 24 to 36 months. If we can be successful and with just a little cooperation from the federal government, I believe that we will be able to shepherd Ibogaine through as a breakthrough therapeutic for polysubstance dependence as well as any other mental health and neurological conditions for which it demonstrates efficacy within the next 6 years or less. That is the goal. And as you said, there are millions of people who are suffering now without viable options to alleviate that suffering. Since 2015, the United States has lost 1.5 million people to deaths related to drug overdose, alcohol-related disease, and suicide. That is more soldiers than we have lost in the totality of all wars fought in U.S. history.
Yeah, that's
we have
crazy.
A unique opportunity and an alignment of need and message and circumstance to make this a reality,
and we aim to do it.
Well, you have an advocate in me, and if I can help here, I do know the governor of Missouri and the attorney general. I would love to do my part. The other thing that I find interesting about this is it also potentially holds promise for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's, for multiple sclerosis, for any audience member, Brian, who wants to find out about this, because this was new to me, and I'm glad that I heard Governor Perry talk about this yesterday. I had missed the piece in the Washington Post. Guide them into the website so people can find out a little bit more, because as you know, there's going to be a lot of skepticism. Rick Perry admitted in the piece in the Washington Post, when he first heard about this from Marcus Luttrell's brother, he was skeptical. So what's the website? How can people find out more?
I'd ask members of your audience to go to Americans for Ibogaine, IBOGAINE.org. That is the national public policy and advocacy organization that aims to shepherd this opportunity to success in the United States and beyond. And that is a place where they can find out what it is, what it does, the testimonials of individuals whose lives have been changed, as well as opportunities to get involved at a grassroots level. There's two ways you win political wars. One's with money, one's with the masses.
You're right.
And we need the masses to mobilize and demand that the power structures in this country respond to their needs in a way that is responsive to reality.
You are a great spokesperson, Brian Humbert. I am a very, very small, unimportant person here in St. Louis, but I do know very important people, and I'm going to get in touch with you, because if I can help in any way, shape, or form, I'll do it based on what I know right now. Thank you so much for coming on here, and let's keep in touch, okay?
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ryan.
Sir.
Man, it is fascinating, and I think that these are the type of treatments people need to keep an open mind about, because all this other stuff, it ain't work.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Okay. Dwayne Patterson coming up after the top of the hour, one of my favorite political pundits. He is the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. He works with Hugh Hewitt as well. Very curious about his take. The big, beautiful bill passed back to the House today. It was a tie vote. J.D. Vance, the vice president, had to cast the deciding vote. We'll have Dwayne's take and more, plus an audio cut of the day in the next hour. And by the way, the market back up to almost where it was a few months ago.
Everyone was
doom and gloom. I even said, and I'll tell this story in the next hour, give it a little time. Well, it closed at near 45,000 today, so we'll have a little bit more on that. But I have to give a little love to my friends at the St. Louis Cardinals. We know that this season has exceeded expectations. Joe Strome, the VP of ticket sales, is with us this afternoon to highlight some things that they're doing. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I am doing great, and just enjoying the baseball season. This team is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, we'll kind of forget about last night. You're in Pittsburgh, aren't you?
I am. We have a client trip here, and I am in Pittsburgh and looking forward to the matchup tonight with Paul Skeens. It's always fun when you face one of the great young pitchers in the game.
I love that ballpark. I've gone a couple of times, a couple of summers ago. I haven't been back in a little while, but that is a beautiful ballpark with a great setting, isn't it?
It's a beautiful ballpark. If you haven't been to Pittsburgh to see a game here, it should be on your bucket list. That's what I love about baseball, is how each ballpark is unique. And this one just blends into the city, and it's an experience that everyone should make the trip to Pittsburgh and enjoy.
Are you going to Chicago this weekend or not?
I am not going on to Chicago, but what a great road trip. I mean,
yeah.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Chicago, a long road trip, but let's hope we can jump back on tonight on the winning track. But what a great weekend we had in Cleveland.
You know, we communicated about a month and a half ago. I can't believe it's been that long, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, when my friend Scott Jennings came in, because we called an audible. Joe Arnold and Scott, good friends of mine, came in from, you know, Louisville, and you assisted with some tickets. And, you know, David Axelrod on CNN, he's a big Cubs fan, Joe. I don't know if you know that. So Jennings and Axelrod have a lot of text messages going back and forth right now. And Scott is going to the games with Axelrod this weekend. So hopefully, look, we could be in first place. You don't know, right? After the weekend.
You never know. I mean, how good is the National League Central? I mean, everybody early in the season would say, oh, it's the weakest division in baseball. I think the argument could be made it's the strongest division in baseball this season.
No kidding. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, unfortunately, the Cubs are pretty good, and the Brewers have been hot as well. All right, you have just announced, though, some very special all-inclusive discount ticket offers for a bunch of games coming up. So I wanted to give you a little love here this afternoon, because the Cardinals deserve to be seen. They're an entertaining baseball team, and the all-inclusive is the way to go, I would say.
The all-inclusive is the way to go. If people have not enjoyed a game in an all-inclusive area of Busch Stadium, they're missing out. What does that mean? It means your food, your beverages, everything's included. And quite frankly, in most of the areas, the food is way beyond ballpark fare. So you should come and enjoy a game at Busch Stadium in an all-inclusive area. And this is our annual 4th of July sale that we have. And it's really for most of the remaining Monday through Thursday games. You can purchase tickets for as low as $59, and that's in some of our open-air picnic-style all-inclusive areas, like the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, just to name one. We also have some of our climate-controlled areas,
yeah,
like the UMB Champions Club, Budweiser 703 Club, where there are tickets available a little bit, a different price point, but still at a very affordable rate. So I would encourage you to go to cardinals.com/all-inclusive and purchase those tickets today. Come down, watch the game, and it's the way to enjoy this young team and see exciting baseball.
I would say, even if you're not in the air-conditioned part of the all-inclusive tickets, you still get a little shade, especially if it's a day game. So it's a wise investment. That's what I would call it, Joe Strome.
Yeah, you'll have access to shade in all of the all-inclusive areas. And at the end of the day, as I said at the beginning, you can leave your wallet at home. Everything's included in the ticket price, and it's a fun, enjoyable day way to watch Cardinal baseball.
So this starts with next week's series against the Nationals, and the Braves are in town. I know I'm coming out on that Friday night with a friend of mine from Cleveland, and you got, you know, games all the way to when the Brewers finally make it their way back to St. Louis, which is kind of amazing. They were here early in the season. They don't come back until like that last weekend.
Yeah, it's the schedule's kind of unique this year because, as you saw last week, was the first time that we'd faced the Cubs. But it's not an easy task to put the schedule together for Major League Baseball because of the needs and wants of every team. But at the end of the day, how exciting that could be, that last series of the year when the Brewers come back to town.
Very much so. All right, for the all-inclusives, it's cardinals.com/Scott Credit Union. They're the great sponsor here. cardinals.com/Scott Credit Union. Enjoy the rest of the trip in Pittsburgh. We'll talk soon. We'll see you soon, Joe. Thank you.
We'll see you back at the ballpark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.